Yeah.
And the few that made it through, they, you know, suppose they wandered in the desert for 40 years.
Mm.
Well, it's not because, you know, they couldn't, that they were lost or whatever. There was nothing left. There was no place to go. There literally wasn't any place to go.
Jim, would there be any type of, let's say, heat coming from the passing of these different objects? Would there be any radiation? And what about the electrical discharge? That could fry you real quick, just like a microwave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you hear this over and over again. In fact, there again, the Moses pillar of fire reaching up into the sky.
Yeah.
And that was an electrical discharge. You see, in 1979, when I wrote my first papers on, and I was seeing this data coming back from outer space, Callisto, one of the moons of Jupiter, had a big scar on it. It was basically a big hole burned right in the surface, and it was probably one of the first pictures of interplanetary electrical discharge confirmation that came back from the space probes.
That's almost like a spark happening, isn't it?
Yeah, a big one. And so then, you know, people started looking at these things.
Yeah.
And you know, finding, of course, as you look through more and more pictures, more and more of them come up. But so they talk about that. Velikovsky's real clear that they talk about the boiling waters and the rumbling earth. And I guess the earth rumbled for just, you know, hundreds of years afterwards.
My gosh.
And the people would freak out, just like it with any earthquake.
Yeah.
You know, that when you've been traumatized like that, and then the earth starts belching, you go, oh, here it goes again. And they talk about the water boiling and the heat and the stench in the atmosphere because of all these chemicals. So it was a very polluted environment.
Well, let's say you had one of these tunnels. One of the things that I have always thought about, I mean, because in this passing, of course, if our atmosphere is sucked out like happened to Mars, you might as well kiss it goodbye anyway, because it's not going to matter. But let's say it just rents the atmosphere and then it comes back again, then people are going to either have to hold their breath for a good period of time, or you're going to have some type of what, an oxygen system to survive something like this.
Great. Yeah, so the conditions back then were very bad, very polluted. You know, and you had volcanoes going off, you had sulfur in the air. So they talk about this. And the other thing they talk about is very interesting. It's clear they're talking about ozone.
Okay.
Now, after a fresh summer storm, you smell that.
Oh, yeah, it's marvelous.
Smell in the air of ozone.
Yeah. Right, the negative ions.
And so the ozone is formed by the lightning that's occurring, and then it mm-hmm. dissipates and goes away. Relatively quickly, but it's very clear they're talking about the smell of ozone, very heavy smell of ozone, and ozone is actually a poison in high enough quantities.
Yeah.
And there was a time when they actually used it for medical treatments.
Ozone? Okay.
And so there's been a lot of controversy over whether that was beneficial or not.
Boy, you truly are just a barrel full of laughs tonight, aren't you? My God.
But the other thing is the radiation, and that is when our protective magnetic field out there. I'm not talking about our geomagnetic field here on the planet. I'm talking about the plasma shield.
Around the Earth,
That holds back that solar wind. And this has been breaking down, and this is something I've been talking about over and over and over again.
Well,
so that people are aware of it. And this has been happening. In fact, this past week, I think it was Thursday, we had a reversal of the magnetic field out there, of the plasma shield.
Okay, can you hang on, Jim? We got to take a news break again.
Sure.
Everybody, Jim McCanny is our very special guest tonight. And we are going to hear Vince Gates on the news, as he has reported. And listen to some of this news. I mean, we're just having a barrel full of laughs tonight, and It's no joke, friends. This is what's happening in the world. I'm Alex Merklinger, and this is Mysteries of the Mind on the Millennium Radio Network. Stay where you are. We're going to be right back.
This is Millennium Radio Network. I'm Vince Gates with Alex Merklinger.
Alex Merklinger's Mysteries of the Mind. It is the world has been pulled over your minds to blind you from the truth.
The radio signal from another world.
The physical, the mental, the spiritual, and the answers to health, happiness, and life. Trying to free your mind, but I can only show you the door. You're the one that has to walk through. And now your host, Alex Merklinger.
And everybody, welcome back to the show tonight. And what can I say? Our good friend, special guest Jim McCanney is with us. And Jim, you're doing it again. I mean, now I won't be able to sleep for another week.